proof that drummer ben izok and usher. That's what Rashi is going on. That even though the lacher is that drummer is potter, if you only gorm, you only cause the damage to your friend, you're potter from paying money, but you should know that's only if you did it already. But the chetchilu is also to do it. Here your friend has a right to stop you from putting up that ladder, since it could cause me a damage. We have Yosef Heveli Hanu Toli. He has these, Rashi call them ktanim. He has small palm trees. The Heve Osi Umna, that there were surgeons there. Rashi says makers dam, people that used to let out blood. The Yasmus Yisrael, they would sit underneath his palm trees and let out blood there. So kids that used to let blood out under his palm trees. The Yasa Orvi, the pigeons, the ravens would come. Achli Dama, they would eat up the blood. The Salki Abbe Tolun, they go up on top of the palm tree. O Master Tamar, they would eat up his dates. So kids, Rabbi Yosef had tainas on these surgeons that you're causing my dates to be eaten up by the birds. Oh, well, Rabbi Yosef says, Afikuli Kukur Mahachi, like take out Rashi Orvim, Shadayim Mitzukasin, Karin Kukim, Gleimar, Al Yakizuli Yaitnas, don't let out any blood here anymore. Oikan, Shalkain Orvim Boyim, like the Orvim are coming because of your blood. So he told these surgeons, don't let out blood under my trees. Omalei Abaya said back, what's wrong? For Gramu, they're only causing the damage, they're not really doing it though. Omalei Hoki Amar Abtuvi Bar Masna. Here we hear that the klal is Gramu ben Izok and Osar. And the Chnami, after it was done, you're potter from pain. The surgeons would not have to pay for the dates that were ruined up, because they were only Gramu. But I call upon him, it's also to do it. Therefore, the owner has the right to send these surgeons away, not to let the blood out under their trees. They're a grumma, they're gurum, that the bird should come and eat up my dates, so therefore I have a right to stop you. Zaisamer is grumma that is akanasa. I bo achtiklu, that they did it already a long time already, so how can you stop them right now? And of course, not the first time they're letting out blood there. They did it a few times already. Homer Rav Nachman, Homer Rav Avua, and chazokal and izokin, that you know, when a person is doing damage to you, even though like you let him do it once or twice, so you machle it once or twice. But you have a right to stop him anytime you want. There's no chazok l'mizokin. For the more of la vitmula, didn't learn on this. Rav Mori Oma Vekutra. We're only talking about a smoke, where somebody's smoke comes up into your house. So even though you let his smoke come up once or twice, you didn't stop him. Now when it starts to bother you, you have a right to stop him. Rav Zvid Oma Vekise. It's only if he has the Vekise there that gives off there the smell. That bothers him a lot. Has such a type of a hezek, he has the right to stop you. Or Malaysia, but Mashman stam hezek, once you gave in once or twice and let him do it, you can't stop him anymore. The Marin says, or Malay, Hani, Didi, Tianina Datoi. For me, I'm an anistinist, and I'm very delicate, is Kikutra Veskisa Domali. By me, the smell of the blood, or what they're doing here, that's there to me, just like the smell of the Vesakisi. Therefore, he had a right to stop him. So from now on, he had a right to stop the surgeons from letting out the blood under the tree. All right, we'll stop here.
Yehundav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Marachikin es ha-shoivich, if you have a birdhouse, so you have to put your birdhouse away in the ear from the city, chamishimama, you have to move it away, chamishimama, 50 yamas. So Rashi says, shahayayinim, because you have the pigeons there, ma'asidin zeroyneginus, they go into the gardens and they eat up the seeds there. So in order that your pigeon should not ruin the gardens, the seeds of the people, you have to put it away 50 yamas from the city. A person should not have like a birdhouse that he has these pigeons there in his own fields. Unless he has such a big field that he could put the birdhouse in the middle, and on all sides of it he has 50 yamas. If he has 50 yamas on all sides, then it's muta. Rav Yehuda says you need a much more. Rav Yehuda Omer, Beis Arbas Kurim, Molei Shogar Hayoina. You have to have on all sides of this birdhouse a shear of 4 kurim, enough field that you could plant 4 kurus of seeds, which I think is 30 soim. So you have to have 30 soim on each side. And this is a measurement of Molei Shogar Hayoina, how far the pigeon could fly. Rashi says, Marutzat Prichosai Pamachas, how far a pigeon can fly in like one shot. Now, v'yimlochu, let's say you bought it. Rashi says you bought the field the way it is. Kamoishu imakaki, you bought the field with the birdhouse. So then afilu base roiva hareya bechaskosei. Even though there's only a quarter of a calf on all four sides of it, it's hareya bechaskosei, you have a right to use the birdhouse to leave it there. Rashi says, Kamoishu imkarka, afilu veinlo kosviva vela base roiva calf. Even if you only have around the birdhouse only a quarter of a calf, still hareya bechaskosei. Shrehul sakboy arishin kain. The first person used it already, and the neighbors did not stop him. So since he used his house that way, you're allowed to continue using the shoybich. Now the Gemara says, Chamisha mamah v'suloi, like you want to tell me this pigeon's the yonim, only fly 50 yamas and not more. That's why more than 50, you don't have to worry about, they'll go and fly and eat up the zeroinim, the seeds. A rabbin will have a question. Says Aloha ain't person nishovin l'yonim. You're not allowed to spread out nets to capture the pigeons. Elim came hayurochok min ha'ishuv shloishim ris, unless you're 30 ris away from the yishuv, away from where people live. Rashi says shlo yukudu ben yoyne ha'ishuv, in order that you should not capture the birds, the yoynim, that belong to the people in the city. So in other words, how far could the yoynim, could the pigeons fly? 30 ris. Rashi says our 4 million they could fly. And so that's much more than 50 yamas. Sakama Mishnah says it's enough to be away 50 yamas. And here at Smash where they can fly 4 million. Rabbi Abaye says like this. Meshet Shaiti Tuva. True, they could fly very far. They could fly even 30 rifts, even 4 million. But the Kirsayu, when they want to eat to fill up their stomach, Bechamishim Amta Malayu. They fill themselves up in the first 50 yamas. Therefore now, Mishnah, the problem is, you can't have your pigeons near the city, in order that your pigeons should not eat up the zeroinim, the seeds of the people there. So we say, if you're 50 yamas away, it's enough, because they only eat the first 50 yamas they go. More than that, they don't eat anymore. Rashi says, B'mashen malaktin b'techa mishimama mismalik risen. What they filled themselves up in the first 50 yamas, that's what they're satisfied with. V'emasidim b'zeroinim mekan halan. See, if they fly more than 50 yamas away, they do not eat the zeroyim. So true, they fly 30 ris, but they'll only eat up the seeds within 50 yamas. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you're 50 yamas away from the city, you could raise your pigeons. That's Loshanir, that true, they fly far, but Kristai the Chamisha Manta Malayu. Yeah. Nothing more says, Umeshit Shleishim ris v'sulai, so they only fly just 30 ris, these 4 milim, and that's all. V'latani will learn like this. Over Yishuv afilu meya mil la yifras. If you're in the Yishuv in the city itself, you're not allowed to spread out your nets to capture the birds, even though you're 100 mil away. There's mashma that the birds could fly even 100 mil, not only 4 mil. So where it says, Rabbi Yosef says, the Yishuv krumin. Here we're talking about the Yishuv of krumin means there are a lot of vines there. So since there are a lot of vines, then the birds hop around from one to another. Rashi Porchim Mikarim Lakerim V'Shotim Harbe. Then they fly very far away. Rav says the Yishuv Shevchim. We're talking about that there's a Yishuv. There's a lot of Shevchim, a lot of birdhouses there. Therefore, they jump from one to another. Fred Gemara, so V'Tepeglei Mishum Shevchim Gufayu. Then you know why you can't spread your net like to capture these birds, because you're taking them away from the Shevchim. There's owners there. Rashi says Mein Meyem Mil Dukama. What's this 100 mil? The mashma shevashvil yoyne ear misrachik, because there are pigeons in the city, you have to move outside 100 mil shevoyim kan derav shevchim belav yoyne ear without the pigeons of the city. Namin lo yifresh erei loik the yoyne shevchais shelacherim. If it's talking about there's a whole row line of birdhouses full of yoynim, so they're private owned. Since so, how could you spread out your net to capture them? You're stealing from the owners. So don't say it's 100 mil away from the city. Technically, you're near the other Shevchim. That's why it should be also to spread out your net to capture these birds. So Marcel says, the boy is saying, one terrace is the day that he owned them all. Therefore, as his own pigeons will be muta. The Chiddush is that they'll still fly 100 mil, therefore they'll go into the city. The boy is saying, the Knani, or else I could tell you, they belong to Goyim. And vice versa here, if you capture them, there wouldn't be any Issa. And the boy is saying with Hefka that these birds are talking about that they belong to Hefka. Meaning by the goyim, the heteris is not called real gezelakim. It's not called you're doing a maisa stealing it. You're just putting out your net, and the birds come to it, into it by itself. That's something like a grama. That will be mut if they belong to goyim. Vayter, if you do a mer, beis aboyis kurin. If you don't hold no, you have to have four kur around the shoivich in your field. Omer Rav Papa v'itay Rav Zvid. Zaytzei meres. From our Mishnah, we learn and we hear that toyanim lelakeach. There's somebody yashin something, or somebody buys something, and then there's a problem, we want to take it away from them, that Bezdin tainus for them. Rashi says, Bezdin poischim peh, like Bezdin opens up their mouth. V'toyin ol yerush, they try and find good tainus for the yerush, or lakeach. Shiru, or the malayim, somebody comes to complain the field doesn't belong to them. V'yashlo yedim, shayt shaloi. I shall avoid them. This person has aid him that this field belongs to them or to their father. This one says, no, Yerashtra Miyaba. No, I yashin it from my father. Or else I bought it from somebody. And so Bez and Tainus for him to try and bring proof that it belongs to him. Since the Mishnah ends off and says that if you bought it, so then you're allowed to stay there because it's the Cheskosoi, Ashmina teaches us. If you bought it from somebody else, and if people come to complain against you, you have the right to have your birdhouse there. You don't have to go away. That we time and say no. If you bought it off somebody that had it there ready, most probably all the people around agreed to let him do it. Therefore, we can't throw him out. That's the proof from our Mishnah that it ends off and says, if you bought the field with the shrivet, with the birdhouse, you have a right to keep it, that we tainer for you. Tomorrow says, Yerush Taninan, the loch of the Yerush we learned already. That's the Mishnah we'll have later on, Dafnem Aleph, that Habo Mishrum Yerusha, if you have a field because you yashened it from your father, and it's Tzarech Taina, you don't have to have a Taina to say how you bought it. It's enough the fact that your Yerush will Taina, it belongs to you. Lekeach, Tomorrow answer is true, but Lekeach Yitzrach Lei. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is about lakeach. When you buy something of somebody else, and then somebody complains, we'll tie it and say it belongs to you. The Gemara says, lakeach nami taninon. Lakeach nami taninon. The loch of a lakeach, when you buy something, also we learned already. We learned like this. It's also a Gemara later we'll have. That lokach chotzer. If you bought a chotzer courtyard, obo zizin, there are projections, beams projecting, coming out. Ogzustorius, or else there are balconies. Or they have like outside, what do you call a porches. Is harezu b'cheskosoi. This is the cheskos that you have a right to keep it. So Rashi says, even though we'll have a later that says, ain might see in zizin ugustorius, lushusarabim, that you're not allowed to stick out beams into the shusarabim, or you can't have a porch over or going over the shusarabim, but odem abayin, abayit loyetzi, rosh akuras, kagosav, shusarabim. When you're building a house, you shouldn't put your beams outside. So, if you bought it and people have complaints, we have a right to say no, that most probably who you bought it off already had reshus on the shus rabbim, they let him put out the beams. Therefore, you're allowed to leave it that way. So, you see, if you buy property that has the beams sticking out to the shus rabbim, we let you leave it there. So, what do we need our Mishnah for? Tumar says, no, still we need our Mishnah. The Ashmin and Hosmuk learned over there, Gabi Rishusarabim, there the question is the first person that had this house, he had his beams sticking out towards Rishusarabim. Over there, I'll tell you no why, it's Mutter Warman second one buys it. He has the right to keep it, because the Eimer, Kainis Otev Shalayhu, because maybe he went into his own property. So Rashi is like, Shalmola Kain, if not for that, Hoyarabim Akram Nolov, Hoyokol Asois, Bizroya. That there, Kenegat Rabbim, a private person can't win. So since you had, the first one had permission to stick out the beams, most probably the pshat was that really he owned the property there. Just he moved his house inside, and when the beam was sticking out, really was sticking out into his own property. Just later, the Rabbim took over. That's why it's Mutter. Inam Yurel's Achuli Ochol Bemishus Rabbim Gabe. Rels Rishus Rabbim was Meichel by him. That's why the second one that bought it off him has a right to leave the beans there. Because it's an easy way for Bezdin to tainer for the first one. Maybe here we won't tainer. Like here there's no rabbim to be meichel. Here it's a shell, the first one, in his middle of his property, he built a shayvech, he built a birdhouse. So maybe he did it b'yissa, because nobody was around to complain. But who I did, maybe nobody was meichel either. So maybe when the second one buys it, it should be yossa. That's why we need the Chiddush of our Mishnah to know that even in our case, where it's a private person that built the shevach in his reshus, still when the second one buys it, he also has a right to keep it. Now the yashmin and hocha, but only here in our Mishnah, the chivon the yochiru, since it belongs to a yochid, ema for you say paisay, since it's a private property here, so maybe the neighbors gave him reshus. Rashi mi hoya reshur the kava moyes. That maybe over here the shevach, you wanted to have permission from the people around you. Like, what's the problem? If you have your shevach in the middle of your field, maybe your yoinim, your pigeons, will fly out to the neighboring field and eat up their zroyim. So we're talking about maybe the neighbors gave you permission. In amirel, for you suffice, it means like you paid the money and they agreed. In amirel, akul yachol gabe. Maybe they're in their own, they gave you permission. Abu Rabin, but in the case of the mission over there, where the beans were sticking out to the Rabin, man fayis. Who from the Rabbim could give you permission? The Rashi says, "Mi hoyer reshoyu lekavu moyes." Like there's no one person to give money to that he should be give you permission. It belongs to the Rabbim. Or else, Oman Shovik, who gave you permission to do it? Is a Malai? Maybe over there it's worse than when you buy the house. Now when you have your beans sticking out to the Rishus Rabbim, we should stop you and make cut it off. Sricha. That's why I need both Mishnayos and both Atel and Mechidushim, that in both cases there's such a thing as a Chazaka, that if you buy property, so the way it is, we say you have a right to keep it. And we'll give time as we'll try and answer you that most probably it was done beheter. Unless the other one brings Adam that it wasn't done beheter, then of course we'll take it away. But as long as we can't prove it the opposite way, Menach Sofik will leave.